Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, we are back, we are back live the night after the biggest Super Bowl of the year, as they always say, every year. Welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the King of King himself, the MVP of Blog Talk, I should say. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the biggest Tom Brady-ass kisser. Besides Trump, he is Sean Black.
You know, you're really starting to stretch it on that one. Sean Black.
What did I say wrong?
Yeah.
I just state the facts, okay? Whether you like it or not, I just state the facts. So deal with it. Well, you know the number, folks. 347-989-8402. 347-989-8402. Let's get right into it. Where do I begin? Where do I begin with
you
this?
You sound very, very happy.
I don't know where to begin. I was, you know what? I'm not going to start it off. I'm going to give it to, I'm surprised she's on. I'm sure she lost her voice screaming last night at the TV. I almost called her last night and almost about to curse her out. I did call you, Sean Black, last night. I almost called her last night, curse her out. But no, I'm like, you know what? Let me be professional. Let me be friendly. And I'll call her. And she know why. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Lady T. Go ahead. Start it off, Lady T.
I think Sean Black owes me an apology.
I do.
Ouch.
I didn't realize I needed to apologize for anything. What you have to jog my memory of what I need to apologize for.
Oh, what was we talking about with football last time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not mm-hmm. that Hot Rod, right? Mm-hmm.
No, well, we never really mm-hmm. actually did our predictions last week. We were about to, and
yeah,
I remember
yeah.
saying that I needed to see.
But Sean Black, last night you did tell me who do you predict to win, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I had
Tennessee,
the Chiefs
right?
going Ooh. In to win the game, and I had it like mm-hmm. a shootout because I thought, like most of the rest of the people that watched the Super Bowl, I actually thought that the Chiefs and the Buccaneers were going to be going down to the wire. Little do we realize how bad that offensive line was for the Chiefs, how much more ferocious the Buccaneers defense was. And Tom Brady basically put the game away in the first half. They were trading touchdown for field goal. That game was over before the half was – we even got to the half. I'm pretty sure Hot Rod is just shaking his head like, oh, boy.
No, okay.
That was an excellent way of describing it, Sean Black. You know, it was excellent how you just described it. But who was you going for?
Well, I was going for the Chiefs because I thought based on everything that happened in the last game that they played against each other in Week 10,
okay.
where
mm-hmm.
Tyreek Hill went ballistic in the first quarter, seemingly realizing that this Buccaneers team was completely different from the first half of the season. From that game against the Chiefs, they didn't lose a game the rest of the way. And they got much better yeah. as the year went along and literally became invincible going down the stretch.
No, Sean Black. What she's saying is, and I was speaking lately, you're full of it. You want the Chiefs to win the game. Just like the rest of us, you hate Tom Brady. Okay?
Oh, I already I don't make any bones
okay.
about that. I don't make any bones about that. I rooted
okay.
for the Chiefs. I'd let you know. And as a matter of fact, I told you I thought the score was going to be 35-28. I thought it was going to be
a
shootout going into the fourth quarter.
Listen,
I didn't expect.
You had JPP playing with a couple of fingers, right? Because remember,
mm-hmm.
he had,
what?
You know, his fingers blown off with the whole thing. I didn't even realize it was that bad until I was watching one of his interviews.
Oh, yeah.
Then
yeah.
you have Gronkowski. I don't know why y'all thought y'all would have won. And then you have, it's like a classic Patriots versus on, you know, not versus the Giants, but Patriots with the Giants player. What did you think was going to happen? You got champions on this team. They ready to school these guys, to show them how it's done. Y'all had it last year. You know what I like Mahomes a lot. He has a lot of years ahead of him. He's great. But then you, with the GOAT, you going against the GOAT,
God,
son.
She say the word. She said the word.
Oh, God. I think that's the most animated I've heard. Is she said son. She dropped a son in there. Uh-oh.
All right, so I'm
like,
don't be.
I'm like, what y'all thought was going to happen?
I'm with Sean with this one. I was rooting for Tom Brady to win. That's a complete oxymoron, I know. But my gut feeling was
Kansas City.
No. I'll be honest. I was rooting for Tom Brady because I want him to stick it to Bill Belichick and the Patriots.
Oh, okay.
Like, I could do it without you, you know? That's the only
I know a lot of people
Brady
that thought that way
Patriots.
Going in.
Yeah, Brady was the Patriots.
Yeah.
He was the whole team.
I think what a lot of people looked at was we're going into the game, we're saying,
mm-hmm.
even though Brady had 6 rings and has put up the most ridiculous numbers that any quarterback has had the chance to do and has been steady all these years. A lot of people have been wondering, was it going to be Brady that made Belichick, or was it that Belichick made Brady? And I think what was shown was that Belichick as the coach was still great, but Belichick as a GM, as far as drafting and getting better players on his team, didn't do the greatest of jobs, whereas Brady, going to a team that had probably the best weapons he's had in his career, when they were able to gel from that Chiefs game at week 10 on, they showed how dangerous of a team they were. But defense was absolutely frightening.
I give credit where credit is due. He took a team that was 7-9 last year to greatness right now. He did it within one season. And like you said, Sean, they played the cards right. They got the right coaches to help out. And boom, look what happened. And let's be honest, yes, there was a lot of penalty flags thrown around left and right. But overall, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense was the true MVP of the game. Besides Tom Brady.
Defense and offense. Tom Brady, just say the whole freaking team.
No,
that's why we won.
No. And I will say this right now. Hopefully, I will never say this again. Tom Brady has proved that he is the G-O. Oh, never mind. I can't say it.
The GOAT.
Based on everything that Brady has done, I don't think he necessarily needed this Super Bowl to prove that he was the greatest, quote unquote, of all time.
I think that spoke for himself.
I think this added that extra check mark on his record book because if you look at it like this, he's the only starting quarterback to do this, not only win a Super Bowl in the first year with a second team, but doing it in another conference. That's never been done before. Joe Montana came close to doing it, but didn't get it accomplished back in 93 when they lost to Buffalo. This team, and all of these players are going to be coming back next year. So who knows how dangerous this team can be. It's just a matter of making sure that everybody stays healthy. This team is going to be scary going into next year.
Yeah,
but
it was a good Super Bowl. But what's up with halftime show? Please, somebody tell me what was up with this weekend, guys.
Oh,
he should not have been on
the
weekend because I almost fell asleep.
Why?
I was this close to falling asleep, and I woke up and I seen a white mask thing again. Listen, I'm through with that guy. Just throw him in the trash.
Why?
Please.
Why? A lot of people criticize the halftime show.
No. What was that? What was it? I don't know what that was. That looked like I don't know what kind of circus during halftime. What was it? That's my point.
But Lady T, you have to give credit. At least the dancers were wearing masks.
Okay. So,
boom.
Yeah. Okay.
What? Come on.
That was the hot, weirdest sober joke of the week.
Sorry, that was the weirdest Super Bowl halftime. It was just, ugh, whatever. Anyway, go ahead.
Sean,
if y'all can make sense of it.
Well, remember, this is the result of getting a celebrity artist that does the halftime show, and you allow him to spend $7 million of his own money to do that as a concert. That's what he did. That was his vision. I was under the impression that he was actually going to be away from the fans. I did not realize he was actually going to be on the field to do the halftime show because of all of the COVID precautions, et cetera. I didn't expect him to actually be there with people there as far as an audience to listen and watch, et cetera. So I was kind of shocked.
What was it? Even though he was there, what was that performance? That performance was disgusting. I don't get it.
Well, it was all over the place.
Well,
and I think
it was beyond all over the place. It was all over the place. It's like,
well,
what was
if I'm not mistaken, I remember him saying that the bandages are supposed to represent, what was the name of that song that I Can't Feel My Face song?
I thought he had a facelift.
Didn't he have
an accident? Was he involved in like a car accident or something?
Oh, I thought it was face construction or something. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever it was weird.
Yes. So in other words,
you said whatever it was weird. The whole thing was weird. I don't know.
Yeah, but was it weird because you're not seeing it as a quote unquote artist? As his point of view?
No.
I see him as an artist.
I've seen him on many other things, let's say on the song with Wiz Khalifa, Ty Dolla Signs, and him. He's a great artist, but this, whatever happened after, if you said, I don't know if he had an accident, quote-unquote accident, I don't know, it's gotten weirder. So it's not like, I don't know.
Do you think halftime shows...
It was a waste of the money. They could have took out the halftime show for this. Put it like that.
Well, it couldn't really be a waste of money because, like I said before, it was his own money that he spent on the halftime show.
Good.
So it came out of his own pocket.
That's nice. He wasted his own money. Forget that. They should have not just did it this year.
So
he got sponsorship. He was able to get sponsorship. He got. All of the hundreds and hundreds of millions of people that watched the Super Bowl on Sunday, he got worldwide recognition. So even though he put $7 million out of his own bank account into this halftime show, it worked.
He still got
because
money
what
back.
Are we doing now? We're talking about it, and that's literally all that most of these artists that do halftime shows want.
Yeah, but we're talking about how sick it is. But isn't halftime
it doesn't
shows
make a difference.
Overrated now?
As long as you have the attention of speaking about it, speaking of it, and pretty sure social media probably were like, well, what, WTF? But at the same time, as long as they're speaking of it, it's there. You know, some people look at it as any publicity is good publicity, which shouldn't make a difference whether they know what it is or not.
Well, one thing I know for sure, both you and the weekend are both full of crap. That's one thing for sure, 100%. But on to the next thing.
They kind of got the same afro.
Sean Blackstone
looked better, though. Sean Blackstone looked better.
Thank you.
Oh, God. So made me sick. All right, talk about Super Bowl. There was about 25,000 in attendance. Well, way more than that. It seemed like it was sold out. But Sean Black, maybe to you. Overall, you know people have to talk about this. But this... super spreader event. Plus, in addition to that, there was, of course, the celebration of people outside celebrating, a little bit of riots. You know, I have to say this, white people, the way they like to celebrate, you know, turning cars upside down, setting fires, you know, the usual stuff. For Sean Black, what do you think about the super spreader event?
Well, Dr. Fauci actually had advised against this kind of thing happening. So we already know when you give Americans an opportunity after being literally inside for a year. Not to say that they've been in all year nonstop, but overall as far as having sporting events, et cetera. And then they have that chance, especially if they're rooting for their team. And we've never had a Super Bowl team at home, literally, hosting the whole city and having their team there. So that's a unique spin. With all of that being said, do you really think that anybody was going to take the advice of doctors and scientists, people that actually know what they're doing, and use their better discretion to stay away from celebrating in that way? Of course not, because they're going to get drunk. They're going to root for their team. They're going to cheer. They're going to yell and scream. And then if their team wins, they're going to take it to the streets and yell and scream and turn things over, etc. And if their team loses, they're going to go to the streets and they're going to turn things over and yell and scream, etc., etc. So it's a no-win situation. And what we're going to have to monitor now, especially since we know Florida has always been a hotbed for COVID since the pandemic has started, what's going to happen within the next 5-7 days? When are we going to start hearing about this spread, this spike? Because overall, cases of COVID have started to decrease some, because that plateau that we started to see after all of the holidays of the Christmas and Thanksgiving, that's starting to decline some. We're going to see another spike at some point.
Okay. Larry T?
My take on it, and I'm going to just say it and say it good. After what we saw on Capitol Hill, why do we think anybody is going to be normal at any kind of celebration? Please tell me.
Of course.
Yes. I'm like,
I think it's
going to
depend on what you call normal.
well, listen, after that, I don't expect anybody to act anything other than what they did. They were celebrating. It is what it is. Nobody's listening with COVID. People are tired of hearing COVID. I'm tired of us bringing it up on the show. It's like people really don't get it. It is what it is.
So, in other words, you're saying that COVID is part of life now. It's not going
it's
away.
Here, it's here. It's here to stay. That's how I feel. It's going to be a long time before it goes away. I mean, everybody's taking all the precautions that they can. People are tired. People just want to live their life, and that's that.
I think there will be a time when COVID is actually going to be treated the same way that we treat the flu, in the sense that once the vaccines start to become a little more normalized and people, depending on how open they are to taking the vaccine, when this starts to tamp down, we'll start hearing people talking about it like, well, you know, you want to make sure that you wash your hands so you don't catch COVID. And if you do catch COVID, here's this medication to take so that the symptoms will lessen, et cetera, et cetera. Now, obviously, from this last year, we've seen so many people in hospitals dying of this disease because the government did a horrible job of making sure of informing people and helping to get certain things in place to make sure that it didn't get as bad as it has become. That being said, it's going to be quite some time before we can say something
more. You say the government did not inform people? You say the government did not inform people?
Well, I have to, Sean Black, I have to disagree just a little bit with you on that point, because the difference between the flu and that is the surface to skin. And that's the part that bothers me, which then affects the immune system, where people are not understanding their own immune system and how to treat their immune system so that you boost it so that you have a lesser chance of getting it. And that's the understanding that they're not putting out there for us, because they prefer us to take the vaccine versus us trying to do anything naturally. You get what I'm saying? So when people could get out of their mind with the fear and the fear and the fear and try to educate yourself as much as you can on COVID, where you're not in the scarcity mindset of panic and things like that, and, oh, I need to run out and get some more Clorox wipes and Lysol, take a minute to figure out a strategy that will work for yourself, because they're not telling you anything.
And to Lady T's point, we have other countries right now that are still doing a lot better than us.
That's another
thing. Guess what?
Like,
they don't have no vaccines. And they don't have no vaccines. And look at us going crazy over vaccines. Now there's like Johnson & Johnson coming out with their own vaccine. Like, once again, they're using them as guinea pigs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about vaccines. The vaccine plan, a big chaos, a big mess, as, you know, there's no shock to us. Sean Black, I know I asked you a few months ago, and I know you're probably not going to give me a straight answer right now, but with your acknowledgement, will you take the vaccine right now?
You know, I actually thought about it. It's like, well, would I? And as I said the last time we spoke about this, I said I had to see how the rollout would be and if those side effects that we know were going to be there, how big they're going to be, et cetera, et cetera. Now, there was the, what was it, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is almost ready
one
to
shot.
Go. One shot, 85% efficacy against a major infection. And even more so, they said it is promising because then it helps to lessen the likelihood of spread because, as we know, COVID is airborne. So in that being the case, if they can make sure that there are no real red flags per se, which obviously no vaccine is perfect. We know that from all of the vaccines that we've heard of. At some point, we're going to probably have to take this vaccine. I know at some point I will take the vaccine. When? We don't know. Because even if I want the vaccine, you have to fall in. Now, if you've noticed, there have been different channels and different levels that you have to fall into. And I know that in the governor of New York is trying to kind of change some of the prerequisites of being able to get it. Initially, it was people over 65. Then you had to have a first responder or somewhere in that line of work. And then they would move it into those
would drivers.
Get it. Exactly.
But now taxi drivers and restaurant workers could get the vaccine right now.
Now they're trying to get it to people with comorbidities, you know, diabetes, high blood pressure, hypertension, pregnant, that kind of thing. They want to move that into getting some – because they can get more people in on the vaccine and you don't have as many people just waiting around. Because if you looked at the news lately, you've seen the distribution centers around the country of people – sitting in their cars and online for 5, 6, 7 hours just to be turned away to say go home. So that's something that's got to be.
Because they have their strategy outlined already as far as who's going to get it first. You see, they know that and they know what they're going to do with that, right? So as far as side effects, don't forget we need a lot more lab rats for the side effects to kick in. This is all about numbers once that starts happening. You can't once you administer any, you know, drug, injection, whatever you want to call it, whatever the case is, and especially it's a test. We are test dummies right now. We don't know who's going to have what. They need to gather that data after, and that's going to be a couple of years to figure out this side effect of it and that side effect, because you need more than enough people to have those same symptoms for them to say, okay, fever would be one of them, let's say. You have 1,000 people getting fever, they know automatically, you know, that's what it is. So they need enough people. And the way that they're doing it, obviously, y'all want to be talking about, I hated that term, essential workers and non-essential workers. I can't stand how they did that. But y'all the first ones to get those. Y'all wanted to brag y'all essential workers. Y'all getting it first.
Mm-hmm. So that happens. You're the first one. And,
you're the first one. It's like, come on.
And I told Sean this morning, and one of the side effects, there was a gentleman, a 70-year-old gentleman at the Javits Center yesterday that received the shot, and within a half an hour went to some type of shock and died from it. Well,
I believe
can
that.
I say,
everybody's immune system is different. It's going to take to it differently.
Yeah, and to your point, people need to do research about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of jumping the gun, I'm like, you normally take the vaccine. There could be an ingredient in the vaccine that could be allergic to that could kill you. It could be eggs. A lot of people are allergic to eggs. Peanut. Who knows? Overall.
Mm-hmm.
But one person I know I'm allergic to, but he keeps bothering me every week, is Brother B. He always finds a way to be a pain in my thorn. But Brother B, welcome aboard.
Brother B, you better go. You better go get my money from Hot Rod, bro. I'm sending you.
Oh.
get that. Have him run his pockets down. Run him down.
Wow.
So I guess a Super Bowl bet was made and someone lost.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Okay.
My kids won't be eating for at least a week or two, you know, Brother B, but it's okay.
I'll forget about that milk. Huh?
All right. I'll spare you, Hot Rod. I'll spare you.
So what you prefer, head or gut?
Nah. Take him at the knees, yo. Take him at the knees. Get him at the knees. Bring him down.
Wow. This is turned into something that's completely different from the absolute truth that I'm aware of.
Now I'm just
Sean,
excited,
Sean,
baby.
Sean,
we're talking about that. Let me chill with y'all.
Oh, man.
Brother B. With this bad team kind of rolling out, how you feel? Do you feel a little bit more confident? Anything change your mind with this bad team, or like, nah, I take a break right now?
Well, first of all, what's up, everybody? Greetings, salutations, all that.
Yes, greetings, salutations.
I'm not messing with that, man. I mean, it's like what you just said. It could be something in it that you're allergic to. Like, everybody's body is different, and everybody's going to have a different reaction. Some people may have a reaction, some people may not. But the whole thing is you're rolling the dice and taking the chance. Mind you, this is something that they say you stay home and it goes away. Like, you quarantine yourself and it goes away. Maybe some people just need to be quarantined. Just put them in a room for like 7 to 14 days. Just let them be by themselves. Maybe that's what's needed sometimes. I mean, if you notice, when we were quarantining, like, hard, crime went down. Certain people weren't on the street like that. Certain things just happened. The animals came out. Like, nature was doing this thing. The hole closed up in the ozone a bit. Like, look at that. There were some positive things that actually happened. You started letting people out again. Look, everything's going to shit. So it's like, you know, it has its positives and its negatives. But I'm not taking no shot. I don't know what that is, man. Next thing you know, we'll be like The Walking Dead, and Sean will be walking around. Sean Black will be walking around with a Negan bat.
Barbed wire all day, I guess.
Exactly.
But to your point, Brother B, and I'll give it to K-Dog in a few minutes. My job right now, my job side, we take the weekly test for COVID, right? And, you know, of course, they're paying a lot of money every week for the employees. And we all discussed that, you know what, sooner or later, the company will say, you know what, the vaccine's out. Instead of doing weekly testing, that costs the company, I'm just making the numbers up, like $30,000 a week. You know what? Get to this, buy this vaccine. And you know what, guys? There's a vaccine. It's available for you. Either take the vaccine or don't come back. And we thought my company might do something like that.
But
how you
feel when the
company force you?
But
no guarantee for
then
what?
I'm just going to be out of a job. Because, first of all, if I take it, so what are you going to do if I go take it? And then something happens to me, whether I die or I become proud or something happens. They're going to say, well, we're not liable. You chose to take it. No, you basically put a gun to my head and said, if I don't take it, I can't have a job no more. That's what you're telling me. And I think it's going to be hard for them to really push that, because they're going to have to ensure if there's any side effect and you're affected by it, they're going to have to be liable. And then they're not going to want to be liable. So me, I don't care what you say. You're not going to force me to take something that I don't want to take. Like, no, I'm not going to do it. Listen, once again, what is your job going to guarantee you? What guarantees are they going to give to you if something happens?
Well, they guarantee to make themselves look good that they're taking care of the quote-unquote employees. Like, listen, you're trying to get vaccinated. Try to look out for your well-being so you could come back to the office and work or whatever.
All right, so I'm going to hit you in the gut real quick. Your two kids.
Ouch.
God forbid something happens to you. and your company is like, well, out of 500 employees, you know, he was just the one where something happened. You tell
mm-hmm.
us.
Exactly. Exactly.
No. Nah.
Mm-hmm.
No dice.
And who? And unfortunately, you be the one that can, you know, get sick or die from it, you know.
Exactly. Like they gave you some special Kool-Aid.
Well, that's one a real unlucky spin at a wheel of misfortune, that's for sure.
Okay. K-Dog, take it away.
Mm-mm-mm. Good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing this evening?
We're on that special Kool-Aid right now. We're good.
Oh, man, that special Kool-Aid, man, I wouldn't want to take some of it. I wouldn't want to take it. But with the vaccine, it's kind of, you know, you have to question about it because, and I was listening to everybody say their thing, and it's like, you know what, it is true that.
I'm sorry, Kato, you're breaking up a little bit. You're in and out. I'm sorry.
Oh, could you hear me? Could you hear me now? Could you hear me clearly now?
Okay.
Yes.
Could you hear me? Yeah, good. Okay. Yeah, like I was saying, it's like a game of roulette. You know, you don't know how your body's gonna react. That's the whole thing. You don't know what really you're allergic to, especially. Okay, you take the vaccine, and let's just say it does something to you. You know, or you know, because I've heard a lot of stories about people having allergic reactions to it. You know, there's a lot to be said about it. You gotta really look into it, study about it before you go ahead and say, oh, I'm taking it. And as for the companies that are saying they're not reliable, I mean, that's just carelessness. You know, the company's just looking out for themselves. If they say, oh, yeah, you got to take it. And like they said, let's just say you get sick. What are they going to say? What exactly is going to come out of it? There's a lot to be said about it. And something else I wanted to add with that is that, you know, as many of they say, oh, well, people need to take it. You know, forcing people, you can't force because you don't know what everybody's you don't know what anybody's allergic to, so you can't force it on them. There's certain things that you can't force, you know. That's not fair to everybody.
But who's to say? You know, they're gonna play gods with us. Overall.
Yeah, they are.
So
they could play God with us if you don't do your research. The same thing with the flu shot when it came out and it was so mandatory. And then you heard allegedly kids getting autism from it, allegedly, and things like that. Not until people found out that you cannot force this flu shot on me were when they were standing up for their rights. So it's the same thing. You have to just know the laws.
Right.
Yeah, it's true, but I'm like, we think of from common sense, but people are quickly to jump to guns and look for that sign of quick medicine, because America is one of those countries that always believe in medicine and hook on medicine and look for fast relief for some reason, knowing that there is no such thing as fast relief. Like Sean always said, there's no cure for the common cold. But here we are, we're taking drugs every day for the common cold. You know.
But it's like anything else that you live in fear of, they'll play on people's fear. Right now we're in fear. It's like everybody's anxious. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I fear I get COVID. Let me get the shot. I may or may not get it. So stop with the fear stuff.
And another thing that they pointed out to people is that they're saying like this, oh, that many people in the black community, in the black Hispanic community are skeptical or they're not trying to take the shot. And they're trying everything to force it upon, and I feel that they're trying to force it upon the black community. You got to take that shot. Oh, look, Tyler Perry.
Yeah, well, of course we're skeptical.
Look at his
project. Like, really? Do we
the Tuskegee the Tuskegee experiment? Come on,
yeah, like, come on. Of course we're skeptical. We're supposed to be skeptical.
Yeah, they're trying to force it upon the black community, man. It's serious.
Say what you want.
One of the things that a lot of people don't realize when we talk about what the effects of COVID have been. And what a lot of people don't realize that a lot of the people that have actually been affected more so than just black people have been women, black and white in this sense. More women have lost jobs in this country from the COVID infection rate and all of the jobs that have been lost than anyone else. And it's been happening at almost a 3-to-1 rate. And That's the saddest part about it is not only is that gone up, but domestic violence has gone up as well because of COVID, because people have lost their jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Now you've got husbands and wives that aren't necessarily around each other 24/7. They are around each other, and for whatever the reason is, there's more instances or incidents of having arguments that lead to violence amongst women. And that's becoming an epidemic. I just saw something on the news just yesterday about that.
Sean Black, excuse me, you really think it's because of COVID for that? Are we serious right now?
I don't think it's because of COVID. I think it's a side effect or a symptom of that.
No. So, yeah, you just don't come out the blue, oh, COVID, we got to deal with this, this, and that, and, oh, we having problems in divorce. That happens due to the fact that that was already there. There were other things leading up to it. COVID didn't
do that.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I disagree.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
And Brother B, anything else to add on before we move on?
No, not really. I mean,
no.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm peachy.
Cool. All right. I called Sean the other day, and I was complaining to him because we had this big snowstorm last week, then I couldn't do the show because I was stuck with work issues. But is it just me, or during the snowstorm, during the blizzard, that we did not see any kids out there looking for money, trying to shovel snow for us and trying to do any work? Is it just me, or do you guys saw kids?
No, I saw
some teenagers out there.
I saw some grown adults out there trying to make money. I saw grown adults. No lie. That was shocking. I'm like, man, because all the kids would usually run outside and try to shovel snow for money. But this time, all I saw was just grown adults out there.
I saw teenagers making money.
You saw kids or guys, Lady T?
Guys, teenagers.
Teenagers.
They were making their money.
Oh, I guess it does mean because I didn't see that many kids. But I remember back then, kids used to hustle. We would pray for snow day to go out and make money. You know.
Listen, we came from such a great generation. I'm sorry, our generation was.
Oh wow!
We was out there hustling, making our money.
Oh yeah.
I was working at 16. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I think that's my point is, yes, there was probably a few kids out there trying to look for hustle money, but we have a generation that if I stay home and do the tablets or do the games or whatever, kids are going outside and hustle to make
because of modern
$100.
Modern technology has taken over because
modern technology too. We had technology growing up.
No,
also,
you did.
It's a different mindset.
It is because now you have social with social media. And, you know, people are sitting at home playing games or doing whatever. You know, you don't have that kind of drive that what we had in our generation. Well, I don't see it happening now with all of this going on. I don't see it happening.
You know what we had in our generation? We had our parents on our ass.
Exactly.
Yes. Listen, let me explain something to you. I'm just thinking on when I was like 13 and doing tutoring and things like that, okay? And whatever the case was, it was mostly for the guys. I didn't know that they liked me. That's why they wanted me to be their tutor. But I'm not thinking like that. No, it's like funny. It's not until later on when a couple of them, I'm like, y'all need to stop. I'm tutoring y'all and that's that. You know what I mean? But it's like, you know, you wanted to get out of the house at the same time because your parents was always on your butt with stuff. And it's like, yo, I need to go work. You know what I mean? Like that kind of attitude.
Yeah.
So we found stuff to do and make money.
Well, but Lady T, Brother B, because of us as parents, because we do the best for our kids and we get them for what we can. Are we doing too much for them? Maybe that's why they don't see the need to go out and hustle because they quote unquote spoil because of us.
Well, as far as I see it, I mean, it really depends on how you kind of, you know, raise your kid. But, I mean, if you look at the TV, compare TV and certain things from when we was coming up to now.
Right.
Everything on TV is about some hustle where you can get it easy without having to work. The work ethic has definitely changed.
Yes.
So back then, we watched TV. It was like, oh, somebody went to work. Even Beavis and Butthead, oh, went to work. The mother did this and father did that. In good times, James went to work. You know, people was going to work. Now, it's like somebody out there.
They make
outside
it seem
of COVID,
easy.
I understand exactly where you're coming from.
No, I understand.
Yeah, it's about the challenges right now. You know, that they're doing on social media.
Yeah,
stupid challenges though.
Yeah, that's more important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's more important. You know, everyone's going crazy on it.
It's like idle time, idle mind. It's really sad. That's what that generation is about right now. A lot of idle time.
And you know what? I remember back in the days, people could read books. People used to sit down and read books. Mm-hmm. That even went out the window. I don't know. I could be wrong when I'm saying it, but that went out the window because, like I've always said, like social media, everyone's running to social media.
But K-Dog, why read a book if I could listen to it now?
That's the bad part about it.
Why not? Why not read it? You know something? Certain audiobooks are actually better than the actual book.
Yeah.
So you're cleaning for 2 hours. I listened to an audiobook. It was excellent. I don't even want to buy the book. Like, I wanted to just buy the book to have it for my bookshelf too. But it's like, no, the audiobook was actually really good. It's like 2.5 hours. I was cleaning and like listening to it. It's no different than listening to music. So I wouldn't even knock audiobook.
Yeah, but see,
part of what you're saying, Lady T, is literally part of what the problem has become. It's not saying that it's a bad technology, but as technology has evolved, everybody is more into convenience and convergence.
Mm-hmm.
When way back when everybody used to use VCRs and record what was on TV, and then they got the TV that had the VCR built in, so they didn't have to get a VCR. Eventually, it moved into having a DVD player. DVDs eventually usurped the VCRs, and then it evolved where now people aren't doing that; they're streaming. And that kind of takes away from the mindset of sitting down at a desk or in your bed or wherever and just flipping the pages and reading, et cetera. There are certain mm-hmm. places in the world where they don't even teach how to read clocks. The
mm-hmm.
analog clocks are being phased out because we're so used to having the digital readouts on our phones and on our smartwatches and everywhere else. This is kind of the hindrance that has happened. So we start to see the stuff that we're used to saying and seeing and doing is now disappearing because of how everybody is now.
Right. I disagree with you to a certain extent on that part. Okay.
Mm.
Now, the brain isn't going to stand still and stay just one way. You need to continuously somewhat shock waves to the neurons. So that's what, to me, that this is doing. You cannot say that from the 90s that we're going to stay in a MySpace era, blah, 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 and nothing's going to be elevating this, that, the next. Life doesn't even work like that. So things are changed. And I think what we have as humans, from what I've noticed, is adapting to change and understanding that the change is going to happen. Like, we don't get past that. Like, we're still like, oh, back in the day, like how we was just talking. But yes, it has been updated, but how can you update it with the same kind of information that you use in addition to the new information that's also being
more accessible.
Put out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And make it more new age, making it to where you're learning even more. Like, when I'm teaching and I'm structuring certain things, that's what I have to do. I have to adapt to the time. I hate the math. Y'all already know that, this math that they teaching them. But you got to adapt to it.
Ooh.
And the kids that don't get it, don't even get started on that, Hot Rod, because you already know how that goes. Are they serious?
Negative to the 8th degree.
Yeah, with the nonsense. So it's like, I had to adapt to that. And I'm telling you, my brain was confused. I was like, I had to pause, like, are y'all seriously learning it like this? And when the kid would say to me, when I'm showing up my way, they look at me like I'm crazy. I felt like I was ancient. I was like,
you
okay.
Know what? And to bounce on Lady's point before I move on, I paid a tutor to help my son out with his math, and even he's laughing at it like, yes, this is the way they do the math now. I'm like, 2 + 2 = 4. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no break apart, break away, whatever.
Exactly.
But you know what? It is what it is. And, you know, and when I did show my son how to do the old time math, and he's looking at me like,
mm-hmm.
Daddy, how do you solve the problem? Easy. 2 + 2 = 4. That's it. Okay.
And it's so easy,
but,
they don't get it.
Yes. Okay, now it's time for me to pick on Brother B. Because Brother B was on fire last week on his show, and he was on fire on Facebook, and with Valentine's Day around the corner, that BS holiday that most men hate, especially the hot rods. Brother B, you posted a question on Facebook, and it blew up. So I'm going to repeat the question. Explain to me what do you mean by this. Good day, all. Time to heat up the day. Woman, I have a question. Why do some of y'all kind keep running with the I don't need a man narrative? It is insulting and negative to the good men out there. And yes, this is a stereotypical attitude that comes with that statement. What do you mean by that, Brother B? Before Sean pissed me off with his nonsense.
The question is what part?
Of course.
What part? It was the question of not need a man or the stereotypical attitude.
Stereotypical attitude.
You know what? We'll get you some chicken popcorn. Most of the time, especially in my experience, my encounters, conversations, the women that have that, I don't need a man, or say that I don't need a man thing, is an attitude with that. And it's like, yo, what's eating you, Gilbert Grape? Like, I didn't do anything to you. Oh, I don't need no man. Well, I don't need this. Well, I don't need that. And it's like, all right, first of all, we ain't never say that you needed us. That's number one. Number two, mm-hmm. to the dude who does say that he needs you, it's obvious that there's something not right in his life because he needs a crutch. So I don't need the attitude. And like I said, when it comes down to good men, real men, we don't want to hear that crap. I don't need this. I don't need that. Because it's not about what you need sometimes in life. It's about what you want. And what we don't want is a negative attitude. And that's a negative statement right there when you say, I don't need. Because you don't hear men. Matter of fact, if I have to put a face to it, or a race to it, you don't hear white women running around saying that. You don't hear Asian women or Indian women saying that. It's most of the time, it's always black women saying, or Spanish, or I don't need that. But no one else is saying it but you. So the thing is, who has the problem? Is it you, or is it just the dudes that you're dealing with? You got to ask your question yourself. You got to take accountability, man. Now, when it comes to the other part of the thing of needing, once again, no one's running around here saying that you need us. No, that's not the case. We know what it's about. We know how the hierarchy goes. And the thing is, you play your part, we play ours. Because I said it before and I'll say it again. 9 times out of 10, most dudes are out here who want a relationship, a heterosexual relationship. They out here trying to impress women anyway. They're doing whatever they have to do to make sure that they bring whatever they can bring to the table for the special woman that they want. Now, the F-boys, they're different. But that's why the F-boys are winning right now, because they're in demand more than real men.
Why is there the demand? Because they can't handle a good guy? Or they just like the drama?
They're controllable. They're controlled.
Are you guys are the voice? You guys are the voice of the ladies tonight. Is there a lady on the panel? Hi.
Listen, when you've been a man, real talk. Listen.
I'll answer it after you, Brother B. But
you can answer it. But after being a man for almost 47 years,
mm-hmm.
listen, I'm sorry. I see what some of y'all do, what y'all say. sometimes y'all don't always do what you say or say what you do. Now, that could be said the same for us. But in my experience, listen, most of your real men, like I said before, are in the friend zone. Your friend zone.
Yeah.
And until shit goes haywire, and the next thing you know, oh, well, what about us? That's why good guys finish last, because they clean up the shit for somebody else.
And to your point, Brother B, I still feel sorry for you about the story from last week between you and your friend slash co-worker that you went to the house, nothing happened, and poor Lady T and Big Red chew you out. Brother B, I'm there for you, man. I understand.
Whatever.
Where you
we
going?
We're going to talk about that on part three. We ain't talk about that tonight. Let me just get at this question
right here.
Let me get at this question right here.
Go ahead.
Those kind of no. Brother
popcorn.
B is absolutely right. Whatever. Eat your popcorn. Brother B is absolutely right with everything he just said. Y'all stupid
well,
right now.
What?
He is right. Let me explain
what
something.
What is Lady T?
This is me. All right. Stop, because you're going to make me lose my train of thought.
That's my popcorn. I'm sitting down listening to this one.
All of y'all eat y'all popcorn right now. Whatever.
Oh, wow.
But in all seriousness, it's like the females that always say that are going through a hurting period right now. Whatever the case is, they're hurting. You also have some females that you have to remember they feel like they are the masculine ones in the relationship. One thing that I'm learning and had to learn really, really well, and you don't see it until after all the hurt and pain is gone. Some females, you're still in your masculine role. You need to fall back and play your role. Be in your feminine energy. You understand what I'm saying? Because those comments right there, that's where all of that comes from. I don't need a man. Yeah, you do need a man. Just like the man needs the woman. It's a balance. You understand what I'm saying?
I agree.
It's your yin to your yang. It's a balancing thing. So I've heard a guy tell me that I don't need anything from a woman. I don't need you to do this. I know how to cook. I know how to clean. I know how to do this. At some point,
he must be gay.
I don't know what he is. He ain't my problem. That ain't my headache. Okay, so whatever the case, I need a masculine man in my life. Okay, to balance my feminine energy. I'm sorry. It's like that's where it comes from. It really comes from a place of hurt and pain. So when you can get over that and get over that attitude, oh, I don't need a man and da 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 da, you'll embrace the man. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
You embrace him, fall into your feminine energy. That dude is going to be doing everything for you after that. Shoveling slow like Hot Rod. Hot Rod probably shoveled the whole block snow. He just didn't shovel his one.
Don't get me started.
Whole mountain.
They had him out there working like the Mexicans. Please.
Wow.
You know what? It's true. I was venting about shoveling snow the other day. Because once again, men need women, women need men. We need each other. Well, go ahead, Sean.
Yeah.
I know you have to piss me off with something, with some nonsense. Go ahead.
Yeah, because then whatever I piss you off with usually has some truth to it. But this is where I'm.
No, there's no truth. But
most men and most women gone through pain.
What's my popcorn?
When they get to communicating with each other, what I've found and what I've seen is that instead of talking to each other, they talk at each other. And that's where a lot of the instances start to happen, where you get the escalated, the energy, the negative energy that comes from both sides when they're in a situation where they have to discuss how they feel. Men have always been afraid mostly to commit because they're afraid of rejection. Women want the commitment, but they're also afraid that they're going to get hurt as well, but are much more open to letting that happen because they want to be happy. So there has to be some kind of medium in the middle. And the things that are not taught to women when they're younger and what is not taught to men when they are younger, they both learn at different intervals. Women are much more mature than men, so they're going to learn it at a different period than men. And men are also trying to cover up when they get hurt because – the mindset is not to show that you're hurt, not to show that you're in any pain.
Oh, my God.
And there's that whole dynamic of talking at each other. You don't get the chance to listen or hear what the other person is saying, which is why you've always heard me say that you have to communicate as being the number one part of any relationship. That's where a lot of this stuff comes from. That's I'm making it just as simple as that, Hot Rod. So there you go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was eating popcorn. I was not listening to you. But go ahead, Kato.
Oh, of course.
Anything you'd like to add on to that?
Well, like I said, it takes two people to grow with one another. It takes two people to try to work things out. And, you know, communication is the key, and honesty is the key as well. There shouldn't be any rooms for any lies, and there shouldn't be any rooms for any kind of issues that you're bringing to the other person, which makes no sense. Oh, sorry. Oh,
You huh? seem to be breaking up again.
No, that was his girl calling to tell him to shut the F up with that nonsense he just said.
Wow.
No, I'm just messing with K-Dog.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm hyped, yo. My guy won another ring. What you talking about? I'm hyped tonight.
She's hyped.
Yes. Forgive me tonight.
She's hyped. But overall, with this, you know, I need a man type of thing. Why do brother B ladies like to bring that subject up overall, knowing that it's only hurting them in total? You know, they're hurting themselves, and not the person.
It's a defense. Mm-hmm. It's a shield. It's a defense mechanism. Because you know what I'm saying, they put on that, you know, I'm tough, but that doesn't mean that you're tough. Because some of them don't want to show that vulnerability. But the whole thing is, it's all about perception. And the thing is, if you're going to deal with someone that's going to play on that vulnerability or, you know, that whole attitude, then that's not the type of person you need. But if you're going to go for the bait, then, you know, that's on you. You're going to put it out there. Oh, well, he broke down my wall, and, you know, he saw me for this and saw me for it. No, did he really see you for that, or did he just want some drugs? Because he turned around and he hit it, and then he turned around and said, yeah, I knew I was going to get her. I knew I was going to break it down.
All right, that's a good point. The wrong kind of guy will manipulate that situation with you saying that.
Of course.
So,
and why not?
I get what
brother's
saying. Yeah. I get what brother's saying.
Yeah,
they're
all players out there. There's guys out there who take advantage like that all the time.
And if you don't have the experience enough to that, if you haven't dealt with it more than one time, and you don't know how to deal one with your own mindset of what you want out of a relationship, and then you go into another one and you still haven't resolved a lot of those things, it will creep up in every subsequent situation because that's all you know about until you're either taught. Or see what you are getting into, or know what the other person is bringing to you that you don't want, and that just takes time. And a lot of people don't have that time because they're just not listening to the other person.
Now,
and another thing with females,
real quick, check this
out.
This is the theory I see it. And sorry, Hot Rod, I'm gonna throw you under the bus. Look at Sean Black. Look at his name, Sean Black, and look at Hot Rod. Who would you mess with? Somebody named Sean Black or Hot Rod? That tells you right there. Boom. Who's the wild one?
Which one should you mess with? Hot Rod, right?
No, because Hot Rod. That you know what you're going to get. But Sean Black, you know you're going to get some, you know, probably some militants, some other things, but some real shit. Hot Rod, he's going to run you over.
No worries.
Did you guys hear me?
I was going to say something real quick with the women that say that. They, you know, you keep on speaking it into existence. You definitely don't want a man. You understand what I'm saying? So all that, I don't need a man, I don't want a man, and you definitely ain't going to get a man. Put it like that. You keep speaking that shit into existence. It's annoying, but yeah.
And with 40 seconds left, K-Dog, happy Valentine's Day. Anything you want to say? 40 seconds left. K-Dog? Okay, we lost K-Dog again. Oh, well, too bad. Sean Black, thank you so much, guys, for a great night tonight. Tune in tomorrow night to Brother B Show and Big Red, two of the men you right here on Blog Talk Radio at 8:30 p.m. where they'd be talking about me again because I am the hot rod, of course.
Exactly. Vroom, vroom.
Thank you so much,
everybody.
Guys.
Enjoy
nice
your
day.
Valentine's Day.
All right. Good night.
Yeah. Happy chocolate. Happy sugar day.
Yes. Of course, the pleasure will be yours.
Later.